Okay, we are at the beginning of this 12th parak, Parak Hanosi Es Ha'isho. Yesterday we read the Mishnah, where we spoke about a man who accepts to support his stepdaughters for 5 years. He has to support his stepdaughter for 5 years, even if his wife gets remarried, even if the daughter gets remarried. He still has a chiyuv mizonos, which he accepted as a separate obligation. And even if he dies, his own daughters might get fed from Nechasa B'nei Chorin, because that is the rule by mizonos for daughters, while his stepdaughter is even stronger in a sense, because that's a bal chov, he owes them money, and therefore could collect from Ivim Nechas Meshubad. There is a machlokes that I wanted to mention related to the Mishnah. That is a machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Many Rishonim say that you see from this Mishnah that you can be mechayev yourself to a davar she'eino katzuv. For the next 5 years, I'm going to give you mizonos. That's not a specific amount. You don't know how much that is. So if it's a Tznai Bezdin, that Bezdin says that you have to pay, okay, that's fine. That's not you're being mechayev yourself. But other Rishonim, the Ritva here discusses, that most Rishonim hold, you see from this Mishnah, that you can be mechayev yourself for something that is infinite, that doesn't have a definite amount. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin of Hilchas Mechira, says the Rambam, if a person said is mischayev himself to something that is not definite, kagon sha'amar hareini chayev, and we'll see how he deals with the Mishnah in a second. Hareini chayev lazun oscha ulachas oscha chameshadim. I'm chayev to feed you or to cover you with clothes for 5 years. Aval pisha kanumi ader lo nishtabed. Even if he does a kinyan, that's the no sheba created. Why? Shezu kemo matanahi. The ain vihukamo masnahi. The ain kan davar yadua umatsui shenasu b'matana. Sorry, it's matana. This is like a gift, and he didn't give any specific gift. The gift has to be specific. V'chein hohu rabosai. So my rabbeim told me that you cannot give anything that is not definite. Umibnei ma'a posikim ishto shiyazon is bitachai lazona. What about our Mishnah? So read about our Mishnah. Isn't that exactly the same case? No, it says the Rambam, Mipnei shepasak b'shas nisuin. We're going to get to later on today's daf. We're going to get to special exceptions to the rule that take place right before a marriage. So that's why this is an exception. But the general rule, says the Rambam, is that you cannot be mischayev yourself to a davar she'eino katsuv. That's the shitas Rambam. Other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim, the Ritva here quotes that other Rishonim argue against the Rambam. He quotes the Ritva quotes the Rambam and says Ein Zeh Nachon. And then he quotes the Savar Hayisi. The Ritva says maybe the Rambam only meant it as a matana gemilas chasadim. Let's say you're paid. Let's say somebody pays you to support. You know, bishakibel schar lazun lizman yadua shu chayev lazun lizmanahu. Maybe that the Rambam would agree to that, but he's not sure if that's mashma from the words of the Rambam. Either way, that is a machlokas between the other Rishonim and the Rambam. Can you be mischayev yourself to a davar she'eino katsuv? When we talk about this, we speak about this every couple of years on Shavuos, when the Beis HaLevi asks, I think it's in Yisro, Beis HaLevi in his commentary on the Torah, yeah, in Parshas Yisro, second piece, he says, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? What was Nasa V'Nishma? We'll do and we'll listen. What do we do? They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. You can't be mischayev yourself to a davar she'eino katsuv. That's the Shidas Rambam here on this Mishnah. So how did Bnei Yisrael commit themselves? Davar she'eino katsuv. So says the Beis HaLevi, it's a beautiful piece if you've never seen it inside. Says the Beis HaLevi, you're right. You can't be mischayev yourself to a I obligate myself to do whatever you want. No, that doesn't work. But what you can do is to create a relationship between two parties. You could say, I am your Eved. You could be mischayev yourself to be an Eved of someone, of a master. Once you do that, so then the Mela, whatever the master says, you have to do. Says that could work. You could be mischayev yourself to be an Eved. He didn't accept to do anything. You've created a context, a relationship. Once that's true, it says the Beis HaLevi, that's what happened at Maimed Har Sinai. Nasa V'Nishma was not that we said, Hashem, we're going to do whatever you want. What we said was, Hashem, we are your Avadim. We are Avdei Hashem. Once we agreed to be Avdei Hashem, so then Memela, all Chiyuvim kick in. But it wasn't directly a Davar She'eino Katsuv. You might say that the Pasha's Asav and Ishmael is a Raya for the other Rishonim. But either way, that's how, obviously, the Beis HaLevi is going to figure out according to the Rambam. Okay, that's the Rambam, other Rishonim in the Ritva, and the Beis HaLevi related to this Mishnah, whether our Mishnah is an exception to the rule, or it goes with the rule. Okay, so we started the Gemara. Did we start the Gemara yesterday? I don't think so. Itmar says the Gemara. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, chayv ani l'chamano. Man goes over to his friend and says, I owe you $100. I owe you $100. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv, Rishlakash amar pater. Machlokas whether he is really mischayv himself. Hechidami. So what exactly is the case? If he said this declaration in front of witnesses, and he said, you are my witnesses, Rashi says, Atem Edai Sha'ani Modelo. You're my witnesses that I'm Modet to him. So did he actually say that? Does he have to say that? That whole sentence? Could he just say, you're my witnesses? And then admit to the guy? Does he have to say, you are my witnesses that I am going to be Modet? That's a machlokas within the Rishonim, what Rashi meant. The Ritva says, Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean that he has to say that to the Edim. The Zibuk Betz discusses, maybe it is Dafka. But either way, says the Gemara, did he say, you are my witnesses, that my time with the Rish Lakish took a pater? So why would Rish Lakish say pater in that case? He said, you're my witnesses, and that he admitted that he owes Ruvain money. So why would Rish Lakish say pater? If he didn't say, etem edai, if, let's say, maybe there happened to be people there, but he didn't specifically appoint them, my time with Rabbi Yochanan took a b'chayiv. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say b'chayiv? You know, maybe he's just joking. He didn't appoint any witnesses here. There's no documentation. There's no specific raya that he's really owed. I owe you $100. Yeah, right. I'm joking. So why should he be chayiv? So says the Gemara, la'olam, delo amar lahem kamar luha temeida. He didn't say it. He didn't say it. So why would you be chayiv? Fach v'yaskinon. What's our case talking about? Da amar lei chayiv ani lucha mana bishtar. He says to his friend, I am chayiv to you a mana bishtar. Three different shittas, what this line means. Let's go with Rashi for now. Rashi says, and Tosfos, Reuven gives Shimon a document that says, I owe you $100. I owe $100. His name is not recorded. Reuven did not write his own name in the document. If he had written his own name in the document, Tosfos says that would be as if he signed the document. Even if his name would be in the middle of the document, Tosfos has that important line in the middle of Tosfos to Amar. V'lo mayri nami k'shakasav lo ani ploni chayav l'chamana t'hanami k'chasam tachtav dami. That would be as if he signed it. Rashi says he didn't sign it, he didn't write his name. Tosfos just adds to Rashi, he didn't sign his name anywhere in the document. I give you a document that says I owe you $100. So does that have effect? So the Gemara seems to say that if there are no witnesses around, that I just give you that it's not effective. It's not effective. If I had written my name, then it would be effective. If it says Reuven owes you $100, that's effective. That's an IOU that has teeth. But if he just says I owe you without writing names, and he did not do it in front of witnesses, and there was no signature, and he didn't sign his own name, so then it wouldn't work. The only shaila here is that he did it in front of witnesses. In front of witnesses. So, chayv ani lucha mana bishtar, and he did it in front of witnesses. So what do we say? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. Why? Alima milsa d'shtar kamad d'amar lo atem edai. Edim dami. It's as if you said atem edai. You are my edim. If you give a shtar, that shows that you're serious about it, and therefore that could create an obligation. Even though the shtar itself really doesn't have teeth like another shtar, but still, if you say this and you do it in front of Edim, put together that team could make it effective. For Shlakish Amar Pater, no. Lo alima milsa d'shtara. Shtar is not so strong, and therefore you would be Pater. Yeah. If somebody admits that he owes him money, then he changes his mind. Let's say there was no kinyan done here. You know, you're right. If you admit that you do a kinyan or you do something,
what do you get that owe you money?
Right. So maybe he's just doing it. To joke for some reason or for whatever reason he wants to get another favor done for him. You're right. Haldas Baldin works if it's in front of Edim or if it's documented or there's a kinyan, something like that being done. But Haldas Baldin, just that's going to be part of our issue here. Can you create a hischayvus in midair? That's the issue. So Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and Tosfos expands on Rashi, the case is where you said, you gave a shtar, there is no chasimis on the shtar, there was no kinyan done, and therefore the question is this strong at all? Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, back a step. Rashi seems to be understanding, and Tosfos as well seems to be understanding Rashi this way, that when you're coming into Bezin here, you are saying, I owe you from a previous loan. I owe you, that's what's going on. You're saying, I owe you from a previous loan, and that's what you're admitting to. Rabbeinu Tam himself, in the big Tosfos on the next Amud, in Tosfos Aliba, Rabbeinu Tam says, or in the middle of that Tosfos, no. This could even be a new obligation. It could even be a Hischayvus Chadasha. Rabbeinu Tam says, right in the middle of that of that. And you write it in the shtar. You're creating a new schaivus. The Rambam goes one step further. The Rambam, and again, this is a much-discussed Rambam. How does the Rambam understand this case? Of, you say, chayv ani lecha mana bishtar. So the other Rishon that we just mentioned say, it's chayv ani lecha mana, comma, bishtar. In the shtar, you wrote, chayv ani lecha mana. Says the Rambam, it could be understood a little differently. Maybe that's true, but the Rambam says, where is this? Says the Rambam, hamachayv atzmo b'mamon la'acher below tonight klau. Let's say somebody's beschayv himself money to somebody else without any tanai. Alpha pishlo haya, chayiv lo klum, hariz a chayiv. Even if you can be mischayiv yourself to something that you weren't mischayiv yourself at all. Shedover zekmo matanehu ve'eno asmachta. It's like a gift, it's not an asmachta. Then he gives examples. Ha'omer le'edim harela edim shadi chayiv lo ploni mana, you're my edim and I'm chayiv so and so, adjaz to ploni. Or you write in a shtar, I'm chayiv to mana, or you say in front of edim, I owe him a mana b'shtar. That's the third way of understanding the Gemara. There's no shtar here. But you just say, I owe him a mana b'shtar. Meaning you say it, that whole thing. Afa b'shalo amar atem edai, even though you didn't say atem edai, and there's no shtar here, according to the Rambam. You're just saying it. I owe you a mana b'shtar, says the Rambam. He's chayif. He's chayif. Afa b'shashneem modim v'ha'edim yodim shalo yelo etzlo klum. Even though they both admit, I never saw this guy in my life. And the Eidim, so he doesn't owe money, it's still Chayiv. Shari Chiv Atzmo, V'gamar V'shivi Navsho, and the Rambam adds, again, Lumdis, Kamoshi Ishtabed Ha'arev. Just like an Arev could create a Shibud, does the Arev owe anything? The Arev owes nothing to the guy. The Arev, a cosigner. There's a cosigner, did a cosigner borrow money? No. But all of a sudden, there's something called a Shibud Ha'arev. Right? I learned that from a Yehuda, Anochi Arvenu, last two blad in Maseches Bava Basra. We're going to have a little bit today. So the Rambam, just like an Arev could be Mishabed himself, so too a guy could come out of the blue and be Mishabin himself. On Ahmed Beis, we're going to see that the Gemara seems to say that's not such a pashad dimyon, but that's the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says, you can be mischaivers, even though we just had earlier this year, that the Rambam is machmir by Devashino Katsuv, says the Rambam is mekel, for the other guy, he says you can create a shibud out of nowhere. I owe you $1,000. The kazeh horu rov hagaonim. That is the shita of the Rambam. And the Achronim deal with, what's the mechanism here? There was no kinyan. There was no shtar. There was no ischayvus. There was no milvah. How are you chayiv? So all the Rishonim try to figure this out. So just to mention one, the Kso says maybe this is what's called a kinyan odisa of admitting that an example is a separate kinyan. The Kso says him in Mem, quotes the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rabbam, and he says, I don't understand. Heich mischayiv b'dibur ba'alma below kinyan, below shtar. The Rani discusses it. Right? Even Rabbeinu Tam says it's a new ischayvus, but he says you wrote it down. There's a shtar here. But according to the Rambam, there doesn't have to be any shtar here. You could just say, I owe you a money b'shtar. So, says the Ksos, I think it must be a kinyan odisa. So that's the only thing I could come up with, says the Ksos. Okay, that is the Rashi Tosfos and the Rambam on this Gemara. Two much talked about Rambams that we've already mentioned. The Rambam says you cannot be mischayiv yourself to a Devashino Katsu. The Rambam says you can be mischayiv yourself. I go over to you. I owe you $1,000,000. You're chayiv. You're chayiv, says the Rambam. Yeah. Question. Right. Really he gives the mechanism. He says, Kamoshi Ishtabit Arev. But it's not. He's just comparing it. That just like there's nothing to be chal on, so to here.
But there is a real
death. So there is a real death. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, as we'll see. Okay. Two great chiddush of the Rambam. Baruch Hashem. We're off to a great start. Says the Gemara now. Tanan. Let's go with Rashi. Let's go see this Rashi. Understand the Gemara. Remember, what was the case? Rashi says that you gave over a shtar that says, I owe you $100. And you did that in front of Edim. You do not say Atem Edai. That's the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Does the shtar combine with the Edim in order to be powerful enough to work? Tanan, our Mishnah says, Hanosi yase ishu upaskim ola zodas bita chamishanim, chay lo zodas chamishanim. If a man accepts to support his stepdaughter for 5 years, he has to. So my love ki agavna, aren't we talking about this kind of documentation, this kind of eschaivus? Because if it's a real shtar, then there's no chiddush. Of course he has to do it. And if he wasn't mischayiv himself with anything, he just said dibur ba'alma, so then maybe it wouldn't be good enough. So the Gemara suggests, we must be talking about this case. No kinyan, no chasima, and he just mischayiv himself with shtar. And therefore, the Gemara would be a raya to Reb Yochanan, who says chayiv. Answers the Gemara, lo, our Gemara is an exception to the rule, b'shtari psikta. We're talking about documents of agreements that take place right before marriage. Like a tznoim, ukid Rav Gidol, like Rav Gidol says, Dam Rav Gidol, Marav, Kama Atanosi Lebitcha Kach V'Kach, each of the machatanim speak to each other before the marriage, and they say, how much are you giving for your son? Oh, so much. How much are you giving to your daughter? Such and such. Amdu v'kitshu. If the parents agree, and then the kiddushin take place, kanu. Then the original agreements kick in. Hein hein advarim haniknin ba'amira. These are types of financial agreements that are nikna with just an amira. What's going on here? This is an exception to the rule. As we're going to see on Amud Beis, just to foreshadow already, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that due to the hana'a that each of the parties receive, they're so happy that their children are getting married. They're such good machatanim, they're mischatim with each other. Through that hana'a, so that itself is like the kinyan. The hana'a that they get, we'll explain this more in a minute, they get hana'a, and therefore they're really mischayev themselves, and once the kiddushin takes place, boom, then these amiros, these verbal financial agreements, kick in once the kiddushin takes place. How exactly does this work? This is a machlokas, first of all, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The ra'ah here seems to say it's a takana d'rabbanan, while the other Rishonim, the Noda Yehuda, Nachron says it's a d'oraisa. But the way it works, the Chazon Ish says, the way it works is midin kinyan kesef. Midin kinyan kesef. You find examples in the Gemara that hana'a could translate into kesef, right? Getting pleasure is worth something. The Gemara talks about it in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin. If a woman goes over to a very chashuv man and gives him something, and she is so happy that he accepted her present, she gets such pleasure that he accepted her present, and he says to her, Hare a mukudeshes li, with the hana'a that I have just given you, mukudeshes. A man has to give, well, there's only kesef shar and bia. Only three ways of kiddushin. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, no, b'hahi hana'a. Right, through the hana'a, that itself has the status of kesef, says the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says in Simin Nun Hey, that's exactly how it's working here. V'nir d'zavi kinyin d'araisa, just like Adam Chashuv, b'hahi hana'a. V'have kinyin kesef, d'hayesh kan hana'a shaveh pruta, v'yocholis chaye bar hana'a me'amana. Right, so that is, the Chazon Ish says it's working through a kinyan kesef. This is the sugya of dvarim haniknim ba'amira. Again, once the kiddushin takes place, the Ritva notes, if the kiddushin ever takes place, then although those agreements are null and void, because it's all kind of like al tnai that the marriage takes place. If the marriage never doesn't take place, so then they are not, they're not mischayev themselves. I'm not going to say what you're about to ask. Eventually, the Rebbe Sharm Shein Balacha here quotes the Gaon HaKadosh Baal Darkei Tshuva, one of the Munkach Rebbes, who says, Al Derech Drash. He says, when you have a chassid and a kawa and the families that Baruch Hashem are being mischatein and they agree and they're ready to give over their children. What are you giving? Wonderful. What are you giving? Wonderful. Amdu v'kidshu, once they get up and they're mekadesh and everything's wonderful and great, these are dvarim haniknim ba'amira. So you know for sure that these were things that came out of the amira of Arbaim Yom Kodim Yisiris HaVlad. 40 days before the Vlad, the Gemara says that bas ploni leploni, the baskel goes out, that amira goes out from Shamayim. So you see if the preparations and the plans are, and the machatanim are wonderfully connected to each other. Umiyar kidesh, there are no bumps in the road, even though there's always bumps in the road. Mi'ad kidesh, heinin adarm sheniknu ba'amira, shekvar niknu ba'amira b'shamayim, bas ploni leploni. That's al-derech drash, quoting from the Darkei Tshuva. Okay, yeah. That's the agadata for today. Tomorrow we have a lot more agadata. Tomorrow Rebbe's going to make kiddush after he was nifter. Okay. That's why an engagement party is called a vart. Exactly. An engagement party is called a vart because dvar ba'niknim, that what used to be. Dvar ba'niknim ba'amir. What kind of vart? But hopefully the chassin says a vart also. But this niknim ba'amir. Yeah.
Did these agreements have to be before?
It's a good question. What about nisuin? The question is it piggyback? Is the only reason that it works is because a kinyan is going to take place. And it piggybacks on that kinyan. Nisuin, pashtus, is not a kinyan. There's a Yerushalmi, I think, at the beginning of Subas that talks about doing a nisuin on Shabbos. Chupa on Shabbat talks about maybe not because you're kona kinyan, but pashtus, chupa is not a kinyan.
So our Mishnah says hanose, not
hamakai. Right, our Mishnah says hanose. Hanose, if you're about to be nose, let's say.
Okay,
you could say hanose, the process. But you're right, so our Gemara says that our Mishnah is an exception. Don't bring me any rayas from the Mishnah. Fine, Tashma, next try. Again, we're trying to prove the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What was their case? Again, let's go with Shitas Rashi. He wrote an IOU without signing his name in front of Adim. So is that significant? Tashma says the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. Chatzav l'koin shani chayav l'chacham yisloim. Man, right, if he writes to a Kohen, right, a father who has to be poet to his son, writes to a Kohen, I owe you five slime. I owe you five slime. So chayav l'itin l'chacham yisloim, he still has to give him five slime. Ubno eno padui. And the bno, his son, is not even nifta. Question mark. So we mudaik first in the first line. Right, you give him something, and it says that you're chayav to give him five slime. So don't you see that, it's an amazing havamina, don't you see that giving over a shtar, an IOU that says IOU five slime, doesn't work? I'm saying does work, because you see, he has to pay. It's like the verse says, what are you talking about? Shiny hasa, the mishuva lebi daraisa. That chayav litin lo is not about, it's not because he made the shtar araitra of Yochanan. That's because it's a chayav daraisa, a pinyon aben. Chayav daraisa to give five slime. What's the line of Midal Raisa? What's the emphasis of Midal Raisa? So I saw a nice thought in the Birei Hadaf. He quotes here from one of the Achronim, Rabbeinu Azriel. Dictate, he says, what's the emphasis of Dal Raisa? Because on the one hand, he says, Kohanim Bizman Azeh are called Kohanei Chazaka. Right? Do we know somebody's Vadei a Kohen? Most people not. They're Kohanei Chazaka. So for Durabanans, you know, most of them, we don't give them Truma today. Okay, they get Aliyahs, and they bench first, and they duchin, right? So they are Kohen Chazaka, Machmas Cheskas Kashrus. And in general, a Cheskas Mamon beats a Cheskas Kashrus. So why should you have to give Pidyon HaBen Mizman Hazeh? You have a Cheskas Mamon, and then who knows if they're Kahanim? Who knows if they're Kahanim? So he says, that's the emphasis of the Gemara. But there's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa here. The Chiyuv D'Oraisa, to be Motzi the Mamon from you, overrides that the Chiyuv Mamon usually beats the Cheskas Kashrus of a person. Again, they're Kohani Mukhzaki, but we do our best. They say from the Gra. They say from the Gra that the Gra gave five slum to every Kohen he ever met. Because he just wasn't sure who was a real Kohen. He wanted to be sure. So every time he met a new Kohen, you know, so I don't know how much he traveled, but every time he met a new Kohen, he used to give him five slum. Yeah. Oh, next kasha of the Gemara. So he's b'shuvid b'daraisa. So iyachay by kasa. So first of all, what's the point of writing it? If you have to give it anyway, so what's the point of writing it? This IOU. K'di levar lo kohen. No, you want to choose the kohen, and you want to know I'm going to give it to you. So you're just designating which kohen. So then David's question: iyachay b'noi mai eno padui. So then, if you gave this IOU, so why isn't the son nifta? And Rashi explains, and the other Tosva says here. Tosva says in Ihachi, it sounds like from the Gemara that the Bno is not even going to be Nifta after you give the five slime. Let's say you give an IOU, so it says, Eino Padui, period. Eino Padui, meaning this whole thing is not going to work. So why not? It's Mashma, even after you give it, it's not going to work. So Kidu Ula, because there's a Tzera Durabanan, Dalmar Ula, Dvar Torah, Bno, Padui, the Kishiite. Ula says, really, Midaraisa? Obviously, if you give this IOU, nothing works yet, but once you give the money, it's going to work. The B'no is going to be Nifta. But why do we say the B'no is not Nifta? In this type of case, where you gave an IOU, I owe you five slime, and then you give the five slime. Amazing. Chazal were okay with that mitzvah and said it's Eino Padui. Gezeira, Sheva Yomer, Podim Mishtaris. No, because there's a Gezeira that you might come to be Podim Mishtaris. What does that mean? You might come to give, let's say somebody owes you five slime. Right, there's a Baal Chov from a third party. You might come to give that to the Kohen. That for sure doesn't work. People are going to get confused if they could use this star, if they could give an IOU for themselves that they owe the Kohen. So they might come to use an IOU, a star Baal Chov, from somebody else. And that doesn't work. So Chazal said, anytime you use any of these stars, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Midirabanan is not going to work. Period. We mentioned months ago, maybe even years ago, the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov says at the end of Parshas Bo. The end of Parshas Bo, talking about the Svarno on Pidyon HaBen. Where the Svarno says on Pidyon HaBen, one line. What do you make a party for? V'chol b'chor b'anai efdeh. Why do I have to do to Pidyon HaBen? K'dei sheyu mutarim ba'avodas chol. So that you're mutar to do avodas chol. To do weekday or non-kadosh labor. And asks Rabbi Yaakov, so what's the big party for by Pidyon HaBen? He was totally kadosh. He was like Shmuel Hanavi. He was going to work at the Beis HaMikdash all his life. And then we make a big party at Pidyon HaBen. Because what's the point of a Pidyon HaBen? Kadeshi mutarim b'avodas chol. Amazing party. What's the party for? What's the party for? You just lowered him in kedusha. Halei harehu yored mi madrega. Should be kodesh by yakula kodesh. V'yachshav hutel avodas chol. V'simcha zu ma Yosef. What's the point of this simcha? And he says even in the nusach hatfila that the kohen says when he gets it. He says v'yikari zeh haben l'chaim tovim ul torah l'yir shemayim. K'shem shenechas l'pidyon ken yikari zeh torah l'chum l'vayis tovim. So what's the first half? Kashib, right? So he says v'ikaris zelachayim tovim yerushamayim. What's that adding? We don't say that by a bris. So explains Reb Yaakov, as he said elsewhere. The whole point of a Jew is not to live totally b'kedusha, not involved in the world. The point of a Jew is to be involved in the world in the olam hachol and be b'kadishit and sanctify it and uplift it. And that's the whole tachlis, that's the celebration at a pinyon aben. Because you're saying you're going to be involved in this world and you're going to be bekadish the world. And that's the whole point of a Jew, to go out into the world and be bekadish of shemayim in all areas. That's the celebration that we have by a pinyon aben. Mataris ha'adam ba'olam hazeh lichyos chayim shel chulin v'gashmias aval ba'olam ofan kedusha u'bhis'alas kochos ha'nesham al kochos haguf. And that's the simcha gedola, and that's the tefillah for Yerushamayim at a pinyon aben, because that's the whole tachlis of a pinyon aben. That's the last Emes Liakov in Parshas Bo. Ever need something to say on a pinyon aben? There it is. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Kitanoi. Again, there's more to talk about on this pinyon aben, but let's continue, and then maybe we'll come back to the ksos of the Minchas Chinuch, if we have time. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava Kitanoi. Rava says that maybe this machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, what was the machlokas about? She says, Rashi, you give over a shtar without any chasimus, without any segate medai, a shtar that says, I owe you $100. So maybe that is really a machlokas tanon from the end of Baba Basra. All right, let's say there's a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money, and after the signatures is the cosigner's signature, and I guarantee this loan. But that's written all the way at the bottom of the document after the Edom sign. So it's not really part of this document. So says the Tanakhama, Gova Minchas Bnei Chorin. Still there's significance, and the Arev has to pay up from his Bnei Chorin. Maisa Balfi Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Gova Minchas Bnei Chorin. Rabbi Shmuel says that is significant somewhat. Amar Lo Ben Nanas, Eino Gova Lo Minchas Bnei Chorin, Lo Minchas Bnei Shvadim. Says Ben Nanas away. That's not a real Arev. That's after Chisim Shtaris. That's not part of the document. Amar lo lamas, Rabbi Shmuel says, why? Benanas, why should you say he's not obligated at all? Amar lo, so Benanas says, Harishahaya chodik as chaver bashuk, you're walking in the street and you see somebody strangling your friend. V'umasa chavero, v'amar lo hanach levaniyate lecha, and you go over there and say, stop it, I'll pay you, stop hurting my friend. So do you have to pay? Or can we assume that you just did that because you wanted the guy to get off your friend, to stop being chonik him? So the answer is, Pater says Benanas. Your potter, why? Shelo emunoso hilveyu. Not trusting him, did he lend the money in the first place? In other words, when does an arev have significance? Bishas alva. I'm going to lend you money, but I'm not sure if you're going to pay back, so I'll lend you if there's a cosigner. Meaning, if the arev is part of the original milve, and the reason that the malve gave the loan is because he trusted that the arev was at least going to pay back. Al emunoso hilveyu. But if the arev obligates himself afterwards, so afterwards, it's just like at the bottom of the shtar after the Edom. So it's meaningless. It's not. It's pater. So that's the machlokas tanon. Does an arev with after chisim shtaris have significance as ichayev? So says the Gemara. It says Rava leima Rabbi Yochanan darav Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say that Rabbi Yochanan, who said before that if you say in the middle of nowhere, you give in front of Edom without saying atem eidai, without chasimus, you just give an IOU to your friend. That works. That's Rabbi Shmuel, who says here also the Arev is also separate from chasimus. So that, just like the Arev is obligated, Rish Lakish Arev Kebenanas, and Rish Lakish Arev Kebenanas. So shall we say that it's a machlokas tanoim? Says the Gemara, no. Alibet de Benanas kuliam al pligi. Within Benanas, there's no argument. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan for sure does not hold like Benanas. There's no way to put those two sheetahs together. But ki pligi alibet de Rabbi Yishmael. The machlokas is within Rabbi Yishmael. Really, both can hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan ki Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan holds straight like Rabbi Yishmael, chayiv et chayiv. Reish Lakish says differently. Adkan, Reish Lakish says, in my case, we're with an IOU, without chasimus, so then that would not work. Why does the Arev work? Adkan, come Rabbi Shmuel Hassam. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say the Arev case works by the chasimus, by putting it after the chasimos? El deshayach leilishibud daraisa. He's at least connecting to a shibud daraisa. There is a real loan that took place here. So the Arev afterwards can connect to that. It's not just in the middle of nowhere. And the language of the Meiri says, Shechiyuv arvus eino hischayvus al chiyuv chadash. An Arev is not creating a new ischayvus. Elohu ischayvus al chiyuv shekvar yeshno ba'olam. He's being mischayv on a chiyuv that already exists. Shu chiyuv shel halove. And since it's not a chiyuv chadash, kal lehischayev atzmo. It's easier for him to be mischayev himself because he's just piggybacking on the real loan, right? There's a beautiful discussions in the Rishonim. How much is the Arev a real stand-in? Is he filling the shoes of the Lova? Or is he more just a second party, or a second address? But he's not really. So this line is crucial to that discussion. Says Reish Lakish, when did Rabbi Shmuel say it could work? By an Arev, because he's at least piggybacking and connected to a real Shibud. Aval Hacha, but in our case, where we argue, where it's just an IOU in the middle of, without any connection of a real loan, Lo Shayev Shibud Daraisa. So then, that's why there would be that distinction. Period. So it sounds like against the Rambam, exactly. Sounds like I alluded to before, that the Rambam says you can be mischayev yourself. The Rambam compares it to Arev. The Rambam says, Kemoshi yishtabit Arev. So you know what the Rambam would have to say? That this is only Reish Lakish talking. The Rambam would have to say, I mean, I'm guessing that this is Reish Lakish talking, but I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan would say...
Yeah, but he makes the comparison to Arev
with Gemara. The Gemara contrasts it within Reish Lakish Ashita. If you say Pater in that case, you can contrast it and say it's like Arev. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayev in both cases.
Yeah, but you don't even need to come on.
Okay, but maybe that's the Rambam understands it. Where do you have a model, says the Rambam, we could have a hischayvos that you're not really mischayev. That's Arev. Okay. Gufa, line 5. So first we're going to quote what we had before. Amrev gitel marav, kama atanos in the bitcha kach v'kach, kama atanos in the bitcha kach v'kach, how much are you each giving? Fine, amdu v'kidshu. If they get up and they have the kiddushin, kanu, hein hein adar ma'niknim ba'amira. So these are the dvar ma'niknim ba'amira. There's a machlokes rishonim. It's quoted in Tosfos Kiddushin, but it's quoted in the Ritva here. How literally are we supposed to understand these words? Amdu v'kidshu. Does it mean at that moment? Meaning they made the agreement, and right then, boom, the Kiddushin took place. Amdu v'kidshu. Right away, they stood up and they did the Kiddushin. Says the Rashbam that it has to be right away. That's the lashon of amdu v'kidshu. If it's later, you know, it really has to be linked to that kinyan of Kiddushin, says the Rashbam. While the other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam, I think it is, well, the Rashbam says Dafka right there, but Osa Maimed. The Re says no, she's a Eno. Dila Olam, called Shekitshu al Das Tanam Arishonimu. The Umdu, Lashana Talmudu Bakamakomos. Umdu doesn't mean literally they stood up right then. You don't have to say that. Right? Right? We had earlier in the seventh parak. Amad Echadu Pirnesis Ishto. Somebody stood up and was Bafarnet. Does it mean that second? No, Amad just means it took place. So says the Ritva quotes this machlokes Rishonim how literally we understand amdu v'kidshu. But as we said before, kol shelo kidshu, then nothing works. Nothing works if they eventually don't get married. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, mistavra milsa derav bebito naara. It makes sense. Yeah, as a Havamina, says Rava, it makes sense that the whole discussion here of Dharam Hadikna by Mira is only by a daughter Naara who the father is marrying her off. Why? To come out the Anoliyadi, because then he's getting money. He's getting something in return, so that's how the kinyan can work. Avo Bogeres, to Lomati Anoliyadi lo. But by a Bogeres, where she's getting her own stuff, so how is he mischayev himself? So the Gemara's Havamina is that it has to work through actual money transfer, and the Gemara answers, Valo Kim, what do you mean? Omar Rava, Filu Bogeres, Valo Kim is a Lashon Shvua. Lashon Shvua. The Sharm B'Tziyana Ba'alacha here says, how can you swear with Hashem's name? How can you swear with Hashem's name? Lashon Shvua. Oh, Elohim. So he says, no. He says, you find Dafka Elohim is used to strengthen what he's going to say, but Elohim you find in various places does not mean Shem Hashem. Right? V'nikr v'alabayis Elo Elohim. Right? You find, right, that Elohim is sometimes used, Adho Elohim Yavo Devar Shneim, Asher Yashiyun Elohim. So Ve'ach Elohim Yacharam. Right, so you find sometimes he's using this teva, but it doesn't really mean God. For Elohim, so he says that's a lashon shvua. Am Rav Avila Bogeres. Rav says no. This principle of Rav Gidel is even by Bogeres. Dilotei Ma'ach. Because if you don't say this, if you say it only has to be Nara, so Avia Ben Ma'hanah Asuliyati. What about the parents of the groom? Parents of the chassid don't get anything. Even if you want to think it's about a nara, it doesn't help for the father of the groom. So Ella, how is it really working? As we said before, biyahi hanah de kamichtini hadadi gomri makni ladadi. No, it's through the hanah that they're so happy that each of their children are getting married, so they are gomer makni. They say through that hanah, you know, that's our kinyan. And as the Chazon Ish said before, that functions as a kinyan kesef. Period. Amalei Ravina Lurvashi. Next question. Dvarim halalu, nidnu likasev alo nidnu likasev. These agreements that are made before marriage that we say have halachic significance. Nidnu likasev alo nidnu likasev. What exactly is the question? Rashi says the question is, are these agreements strong enough to collect from Mishubadim? If they are, then you can write a star. right? Because you can only write a, collect from Mishubadim with a Milva Bishtar. If they're not strong enough to collect from Mishubadim, so then we should say that you cannot write a Shtar. Tosfos adds on, the top Tosfos, just the top two lines, that we know there's a principle from Baba Basra, Stam Kinyin Laksiva Omeid. When you have a Kinyin Chalipin, that can automatically transfer into a Shtar. Shtar Kinyin Laksiva Omeid, without asking the parties, because we assume once you do a Kinyin Chalipin, you want it written down. So the question is, what about this case? What about this case? So just a Ha'ara. That discussion of Stam Kinyin Laksiva Omeid might be actually, it might relate to this, or might not. For that, we might need an idea of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains Stan Kinyin Laksiva Omeid as follows. We mentioned a few weeks ago that Kinyin Chalipin is a special type of Kinyin. There's no real Maisa there. You don't pull, you don't push. A Chalipin is a symbolic action, which is what's known in the Achronim as a Kinyin Shel Das. You know that it's a concretization of a person's knowledge, right? When the chassan picks up the handkerchief or the pen at the chassan's tish, that's a real kinyan? No, the chassan is being mischayev himself, and to concretize that das, he picks up the pen. Even without picking up the pen, he's mischayev. He doesn't need to be mischayev himself through the pen and through the handkerchief. But even without that, so a kinyan chalipin is a kinyan shel das. A. And then the Reb Chaim says, look into the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chavtes Halacha Tes. The Rambam said a Chavtes Tes. The Rambam says, Hakinyin miyara kata, ain kinyin miyara katan klum. A katan cannot do a kinyin chalipin. Why not? A katan can do mashicha, hagba, it can do a kinyin, physical kinyin. A katan can't do a kinyin chalipin. Why? Listen to the Rambam. Shahakinyin bishtar. Because chalipin is going to turn into a shtar. Ve'ein ha'idim chasum and elal shtar adam gadol. And a katan can't be involved in running a shtar. So what's the Rambam throwing in shtar for it? The other girsa in the Rambam is quoted here in the Shinui Nischos, which the Reb Chaim liked this girsa, not bishtar, but kishtar. Shahakinyin kishtar. What does that mean? Reb Chaim explained that a shtar is also all about das ha-mischayev. It's all about concretizing the das of a person who wants to obligate himself, and you write it down in a shtar. There's a special affinity between chalipin and shtar. That's what it means, stam kinyin laksiva omeid, as Tosfos says. You don't say stam kinyin mashicha laksiva omeid, stam any other kinyin, stam kinyin, chalipin, because both chalipin and shtar are defined by the das ha-mischayev that is an ingredient in creating these two things. So then, if that's all true, so then you have to figure out what Tosfos is saying here. So maybe Tosfos is saying that's the question of our Gemara. This kinyan that took place, quote unquote, non-kinyan that took place, of the discussions right before the marriage, that's all about das also. So is that das strong enough to write a shtar? If you have the whole Reb Chaim, maybe this question, it could be appreciated more. Can you write it into a shtar? Because is that das that is expressed by the Machatonim strong enough also, as strong as a kinyan chalipin, which would then translate into a shtar? So that's a suggestion. Maybe that's behind what Tosfos says here. Okay, so the Gemara says, can you automatically write down these verbal prior to marriage agreements? So Amar Leilon Elikasev, no. So Rav Ashi says no. Esve, our Mishnah said, the last line of our Mishnah had said, Hapikkin ha'yukosun amanasha ozunas bitchach hamishanim, kozmanasha atimi. The smart ones would say, I'm going to feed your daughter as long as you're with me. So didn't this agreement take place right before the marriage? L'chora, this discussion about the feeding the daughter took place right before the marriage, and it says kosvin. It says kosvin. So you see, you're allowed to be kosevitz. The Gemara says, no. My kosvin omrin. No, kosvin might just mean omrin. The karli lamir ksiva. Do you find that sometimes the word ksiva means amira? In, yes. We had it earlier in the 8th parak. V'atnan, the Mishnah said earlier, a kosev l'ishto dinu dvarim ein libid ha-chasayich. V'tani rabchi ha-omer l'ishto. And rabchi said there that kosev could even be omer. Lav daf gets kosev, period. So no proof from there. Tashmach, try two. In Kosev, Shtar Erisin, V'nisuin, El Amidah Shneyem. The Brisa says, you can only write a Shtar Erisin, V'nisuin, with knowledge of both the Chassid and the Kala. Ha, Midah Shneyem, Kosev. But Midah Shneyem, if they're both give the okay, you can write a Shtar Erisin, V'nisuin. So, my love, what does Shtar Erisin here mean? My love, Shtar Epsikta. Doesn't this mean Shtar Erisin is this agreement between the parents beforehand? Isn't that what it means? And it says that you can write it? Once that they both agree. So our answer is low. Shtar Erisin Mamish. No, you were talking about real Shtar Erisin, right? Kesef Shtar Bia, a Shtar of Kiddushin. Kidra Papa Varef Shravya. And it's following the opinion of these Amarim. Kiddi Itmar, Kasva Lashmava Shalomi Daita. If you wrote a Shtar Erisin, Shalomi Das of the Isha, Rabbi Ravina Amri Mikudeshes. Rabbi and Ravina say it works. You don't need her das to write a shtar kiddushin, right? Maybe by various reasons she has to be involved in the even in the shtar kiddushin. Rabbi Shavi Amri Mikudeshes. No, you compare it maybe to gittin, but for other reasons also. Einam Kudashes, even the Shark Kiddushin must be written midaita. But either way, no raya from this brisa because we're talking about an actual Shtar Erisin. What's a Shtar Nisuin? Shtar Erisin or a Shtar Nisuin? What's a Shtar Nisuin? So the Ritva talks about this in Kiddushin. He says it might mean the Ksuba. It might mean the Ksuba. Or it might mean the Shtar. It might be one thing. Shtar Erisin and Nisuin is really one thing. A Shtar Erisin is going to lead to Nisuin. Doesn't really mean a separate point. Toshma number three, try. Mesu. Back to our Mishnah. Again, if the fathers die, the fathers who accepted to feed their stepdaughters. So ironically, Benosei and Izonos Ben Chazam Ben Chorin, their own daughters will get fed from Ben Chorin, because from Izonos Bito it only comes from Ben Chorin. Lands that were not sold out. And she, though, this stepdaughter, who the stepfather obligated to feed for 5 years, she even gets from Mishubadim. Because she's like a Balas Chov. So you see, oh, Mishubadim. That means there was a shtar written. If there was a shtar written, isn't this an agreement from before the marriage? So Gemara says, no. Hachal Mayaskina Kishakano Miyado. Maybe our Mishnah is not a Raya. It's talking about a case where a Kinyan occurred. They did a Kinyan there. It's not like a regular case of Psikta. So Gemara says, Yachi Banos Nami. So if Kinyanim were done, so why should the stepdaughter have any power over the real daughters? The real daughters also, if there was a Kinyan done. So B'shakana Lazuva, L'kana Lazuva. The Gemara says, no. Maybe the father did a Kinyan with his stepdaughter, but did not do a Kinyan with his own daughters. Umay Pascha, why would he do that? So why would you assume that way? So let's explain. Three tries to explain the difference. The stepdaughter was around when they got married. So there was a kinyan that was done, so kinyan can help for her. But his real daughters, they weren't around. So that's why a kinyan wouldn't help. So Gemara says, why not? Milo askinan dahavi b'shas kinyan? Who says they weren't around? Maybe he also brought in daughters to the marriage. Maybe he was married, and then he had daughters, and he got divorced, and he got married again. So who says his own daughters weren't around? So back to the question, why would he do a kinyan with one and not with the other? So Ella, next try. Ihi delesa b'tanai bezdin, the stepdaughter who was not included in any tanai bezdin to feed mahani lo kinyan. So there, a kinyan would help for her. Bonos isu b'tanai bezdin lo mahani lo kinyan. The daughters, he has a tanai bezdin to feed his daughters. So kinyan is not going to help. Right? The achronim explain that you're not going to make anything stronger by doing a kinyan on a tanai bezdin. You have to do it anyway. You're not going to make it stronger. So he wouldn't do it. So Gemara says, Mikra Gari, so what, they're going to be weaker then? Let's say he tries to do a Kenyan. They're still going to be weaker than the stepdaughter? So finally, the last answer. Elabonos of Hainotaima, why won't the Kenyan work for his daughters? Kima de Isnu, but tonight Bezdin, I'm sorry, Atfasinu. No, there's no more of a reyes by his daughters. Because they're his own daughters. And he knows that there's a tonight Bezdin that he has to feed them. So maybe he took care of it already. Maybe he packaged them, he gave them his onus beforehand, and he put it somewhere. But by the stepdaughters, there is no such tonight Bezdin, so he wouldn't have done it beforehand. So we could assume that what we see is all that occurred. Is all that occurred.
So is it L'Ksiva or not L'Ksiva?
So L'Maskana, it doesn't say. L'Maskana, the Gemara does not answer whether this is L'Ksiva. Whether this is L'Ksiva, meaning whether this is Mishubadim. So we don't have, if you want to do the Lumdis, how strong is that Das? Connected to the language in the Rav, Shakinyan Gishtar, it goes unanswered. Okay, we'll stop here. Bethesheb tomorrow starts. Again, it's not straight Agadah to the end of the Masechta, but some of the exciting Agadah is tomorrow. Rebbe, Machlokas, Rebbe Chia, and Rebbe Hanina, how do you prevent Torah from being forgotten in the world? A number of beautiful inyanim are coming up. Every day is beautiful, but really tomorrow is some Agadah, which we haven't had for the first 102 blot. Okay. Sorry?